ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Nechemya ben Reb David Olav HaShalom.
We're learning Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Hey. We're going to go back a little bit to Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, a couple of sugyas that we didn't cover in the last shiur. The Gemara talks about the Mishnah Gvinis Beis Suniyaki. Gvinis Beis Suniyaki, Reb Meir says it's Asa Bahanah. Nacham say it's not Asa Bahanah. And the Gemara wants to know what's the machlekes of Rebbe and the Chachamim. Amar Shim Malakish Nemalmer Gvinas and the Yakim Nesheroiv Agolim Shall Oisei Nishkot of Eskav. Why did they answer the Gvina of Uniyaki? Because most of the calves of that city were shechted for Avodah Zarah, and you make the cheese using the milk that's in the stomach of the calf. It's called the keva. The milk that's in the stomach is called the keva. Use that as a curdling agent to make the cheese. So since the cheese is made using the stomach that's in the milk of a calf, which was shecht of Avodah Zarah, that is tekruvus of Avodah Zarah, that's an Isser Anah, and it makes the cheese Asur Bahanah. And the Gemara asks, Ma'ayri Reva Golem, Afilu Miyat Nami, Darameya Chayesh Lemuta. Rameya says, Chayesh Lemuta, so why only if most of the calves were shecht of Avodah Zarah, even if a meat of the calves was shecht of Avodah Zarah, it should also ask it because of Chashim and Lemiyuta. And the Ramban and the Ritva point out who then could have asked if Rav of the calves are Shech to Avodah Zarah, so why did the Ramban hold that it's Mutter? But the Ramban points out it's not so Pashit that the fact that you're using the Keva, the milk in the stomach, as a curdling agent, even though the Keva is Asur Ba'anah, you see by Murius, it doesn't necessarily Asur Ba'anah because it's less of the Surah Be'enei. So Gemara says, but since it's ukme kamaykim, chashalei command the isla sur beinei, the Gemara says it's a naflamin hay, that the fact that it makes it, it is the one that is creating the cheese, so that's considered isla sur beinei, but that's not such a pasha to svar. So the Gemara didn't ask on the Rabbanah, because maybe they mounted it because they hold it's less li sur beinei. But anyway, the Gemara asks this question, why do you need a rave? A kunter may have meat is good enough. And the Gemara answers that really, you don't always use the agolim as the curdling agent. Use other behemoths, not always necessarily agolim. So first of all, agolim is only a miut, and if only a miut of the agolim was shecht of Avodah Zarah, that would be a miuta de miuta, and a miuta de miuta doesn't ask for koder meir. Meir is only chayish lemiuta, and not for miuta de miuta. The Ritva is mazbir, and it's also in the Maran Chai at the end of Chulin, that the difference between a miyuta and a miyuta de miyuta is not on how small the miyut is. Rameyas chayish le miyuta, he's not mechalik between if it's 1 in 100 or 1 in 1,000 ukadayma. That's not the chilik. He doesn't say what type of miyut he's chayish for not. Now the yisayda davar is if it's like 2 svekits, it's kind of like a svek sveka, and each suffik is a miyut. First of all, it's a miyut they use a golem altogether. So that's 1 suffik. Maybe they didn't use a golem altogether, and that's a miut. And second of all, even if they use a golem, only a miut of them, a shecht of Avodah Zarah, that's a miut of the miuta. But if it's just a percentage, even a smaller percentage, as long as it's only 1 suffik, that's not called a miut of the miuta. Now, Taisus asks Akasha, why don't you say it's a miut of the miuta because you have a chazaka to be matter? Let's say all you had was 1 suffik here. It was definitely used from a golem, and the golem was a miut. So the Gemara says, you'd say chashina lemiuta. If it's only 1 suffik, let's say they definitely would use agolim, and agolim was a miut, so you say chashina lemiuta. Or, like in the case, we have roiv agolim, ashechtef avodah zarah, but even though it's only a miut that uses agolim, we say chashina lemiuta according to Rameh. And that's the machlekes Rameh Nacham. Factasis, why? We know when there's a roiv and a chazaka to be matir, that's also called a miuta de miuta. Taisus brings that from the Gemara in Yevamis. When you have both a Reiv and a Chazaka to be Matir, that's also called the Miuta de Miuta. So why don't you say here also that Reiv are not used out with the Egel, Reiv are used with other behemoths, and also there's a Chazaka, because the Agolim have a Cheskaseta, because before you Shechted them, they weren't for Avodah Zarah, and it's a Suffolk if they were Shechted for Avodah Zarah, so why don't you say that that's a Chazaka, so you have both a Reiv, that Reiv, they don't use a golem. And the second is you have a chazaka, that even if they use a golem, but there's a chazaka, even though Reiv, a golem, a shecht of Avodah Zarah, but there's a cheskes heter on each egel that it wasn't made for avodah zarah. So rov and a chazaka should make it a muta de muta. So Taisus says it's isra de chazaka. It's isra de chazaka. He doesn't explain so well. He says it's isra chazaka. The hanach kevus ha'inus lefenenu l'achas shchita b'safek avodis kechavim kaimi. It's isra chazaka because the kevus that he'll achas shchita b'safek avodis zarah kaimi. It's isra de chazaka. He doesn't explain it so well. Where's the reis in the chazaka? The Chassam Sefer Shtel Su, the Ramban and the Rashban Chul and Dav Gimel, and the Ramban and the Rashban Chul and Dav Gimel asked a Shaila, why is Rav Mitzuyin Eitzel Shchita make a heter if you have a Cheskes Isser Keneged the Rav? You have a Rav Mitzuyin Eitzel Shchita Mumchameim. Let's say you have something Shechted. You don't know if the one who Shechted it knew Hilcha Shchita. So you have a Rav Mitzuyin Eitzel Shchita Mumchameim, but why do you have a Cheskes Isser of the Behema? So it's not 100% clear what the Ramban and the Rashi mean either, but the Chassam Sefer understands what they mean is that when the Rav is going and trying to be misalik the Chazaka can't stand up against the Rav. So here, you have the Cheskes Heter, but Rav HaGolem, the Shchadim HaVeidah Zarah, trying to misalik the Cheskes Heter, so the Cheskes Heter can't stand up against the Rav. It's not so clear what he means, but he brings the Mardchai at the end of Chulin that says a different svara. That says he can't say a chazaka because the Mardchai's lashon is that on the gvina that you dan, that doesn't have a chazaka because mitchila was a suffix. And the Chassam Sefer says he doesn't understand the teretz so well. The Rabbi Kiveg and the Gilui Neshas also shtels to this Mardchai. Now I think the Mardchai means, and could be this is the Pshat and the Ramban and the Rashba also, chazaka is, if you have a shayla, what happened? You have a shayla, what happened? You say that the chazaka tells you that it didn't change. So you have a chazaka, did this behemah become takruvis of a desire or not? If you have a suffix on that. So the chazaka will tell you it did not. But when you have a shayla on the gvina, you don't clear the shayla, you don't say that I have a keva which made this gvina into gvina, and I have a shayla, what happened to that keva? That's not the way you clear the suffix. The suffix instead is, which keva made this gvina? Because we know there's certainly some kevas in the city that was the kruvas of avodah zarah, and there's some kevas that weren't. And the question is, which one of them made this cheese? There's no chazaka on that. You're not dining on a specific keva and want to know, did it become the kruvas of avodah zarah? Now, that was Taisus Kasha. Taisus Kasha was, I know there was a certain keva that made this into cheese. Did that keva become takruvas avodah zarah? I have a rav that said yes. I have a chazaka that says no. But the teretz is, no, it's not the pshat that I'm dunning on the keva that made the cheese. The question is, was it nishtana or not? The question is, which keva made the cheese? There were some kevas that were nishtana, that did become takruvas avodah zarah. Some kevas that weren't, the shayla is, which one made this into cheese? I think al derech zeh, the Rishonim in Chulin mean, legabe rov mitzuyin eitzel shchita mumchameim keneged the cheskes iser, the shayla is, who is the one who did the shchita? If the rov paskins that a mumcha did the shchita, is the male that went out of the cheskes iser by itself. I think that's what Taisus means also. Taisus lashon is, the hanach kevas ha'emnis lefenenu l'achas shchita b'safek avedis kechavim kaimi, which is not so clear the Lashon, but I think what he means is, I'm not clearing, was the keva nishtana or not? I know that some kevas weren't, some kevas weren't. The shayla is, which one did you use? So then Chazak is not going to tell you it wasn't nishtana, because some were nishtana. And the shayla is, which one you used? On that, you don't say Chazak, or Al Kapanim in the Lashon of this Taisus, it's called Isra Chazaka. Now the Gemara goes on. The Gemara brings the Mishnah. The Mishnah quotes a conversation, Rabbi Yehuda said over that Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yeshua when they were Mahalchim Bederech. He asked him a question: why did they ask the Gvinas Oiv Dikachavim? Why did they say that the cheese of Goyim are Asur Ba'achila? And he first answered them: Neshamidim Aisu BeKeva Shel Nevela, because they use the keva, meaning the milk that's in the stomach of Nevela. They use that. In other words, they have a calf which drank milk, and that calf became a Nevela. It's a Goyish calf. It became a Nevela. So the milk that's in the stomach of the calf has an issur nevela on it, and they use that to be maimed the gvina. That's what makes the gvina asur. So Amr Lai asked them, "V'le kevus oil chamurim kevus nevela? a cave of an oila should be more chamer than cave in the veil. If you're going to say that the cave, meaning the milk that's in the stomach of the calf, becomes asr if it's nevela, so let's say it's an oila, should it surely become asr? Oila is asr bano, oila is kachim. But it says that a kain that doesn't mind the mias, he's okay with it, he could drink the milk that's in the stomach of the calf that's an oila. But they were like, hey, the lion, they said, but al-kapanim, it doesn't, it's only nisadur abanan. So mainly you see that the milk that's in the keva is not considered a part of the behema. Legabi oila. So who then legabi nevela? So Amalei told them, they should meet the maisa bekevis egle avedis kechavim, that they use the keva of calves that were shechted for avedis zara. So they asked him, if that's true, so Lamalei is true about no? So why don't they ask about no? Like Reb Meir's Gvinus based in the Yaki, why don't they ask about no? So see, Ladav Racher, he changed the topic. And we'll get to the Gemara. The Gemara gives different reasons why they asked Gvinus of Eskom Machila. But the Gemara sees from the Mishnah a big insight. This is what the Gemara says. That Omer Rav V'chavoyah Merav, a Mekadish of Farish Shor and Iskom Mekadeshes, a Farish Egle V'eskom Einim Mekadeshes. Someone's Mekadish and Isha with the food in the stomach of a Shor and Iskom, she's Mekadeshes. But with the food in the stomach of calves of Avodah Zarah, she's not Mekadeshes. In other words, a Shor and Iskom is Asur Bahana, but the food that's inside the stomach is not Asur Bahana. It doesn't become a chelik of the Shor and Iskom, and it's not asur bano. That's why you could use it if it's worth a shavu pruta for kedushin. But if you're using the perish of an egel avodah zarah, the food inside the egel avodah zarah, that does become asur bano. That's why you cannot use it for kedushin. And the Gemara says that you see it from my Mishnah. The Gemara says amarava tevayu tenini, because that Mishnah says when it's mamidim bekevis nevela, the Mishnah asks the kasha kevis nevela is lachmutter. And the Mishnah says, Kevas oila is mutter. So you see clearly that if a behemoth is asr bano, it's an oila, but still the keva, meaning the not digested milk, which is in the stomach, is mutter bano. That's even mutter b'achila. So you see clearly that an oila is the perish, the undigested food inside an oila is mutter. And since it says, Meshimina oisa b'kevas egle avedis kechavim, and in that the Gemara asks, why is it asr bano? So you see clearly that the undigested food in an egel eviskom is asur bano. But what's the chilek? Why do you say by avedis kechavim when the behemoth becomes asur, the perish also becomes asur, and by shor niskel the behemoth is asur, the perish not? So the Gemara says, you could say a chilek in svar, you could say a chilek in the pasuk. Ibayisem is svar, gabi egel eviskechavim nichle benafche, gabi shor niskel nichle benafche. By Egle Veskom, you want it to be fatter. So that's why the Peresh is Asur. And by Egle Sharaniskal, you don't want it to be fatter. And that's why the Peresh is Mutter. You can't use anything. Nothing. That's even the Peresh. There it says the Basur is Asur. The Peresh is not Basur. So the Dvar Avram, in Chaluk Bey, similar to Megimel Eis Gimel, he says, I have a chakira pshat in the sugya. What does the Gemara mean that the perish is asur because it's nichalei benafche? Let's take the first text. What's the pshat in the Gemara that perish is asur because it's nichalei benafche? Is it the pshat that since it's nichalei benafche, Memela blibes ki'ilu, it's part of the behema, it's batal to the behema, since you want it to be a part of the behema, you want the behema to look fatter, and the perish makes it look fatter, so mel is a chelik of the behema? Or is it pshat that since it's nichalei benafchei, so mel it is takruvis itself? The perish itself is a takruvis by itself. You have two takruvis. You're giving the behema to avodah zarah, and you're also giving the perish to avodah zarah. That's a chelik of the takruvis. The perish does it because it itself is a takruvis. So I ask, if you're going to say the second way, that nichalei benafchei is a pshat, the reason why perish of Egle Avodah Zarah is also because the perish alain is the takruvis. So why did Gemara have to say that by Shor and Niskal it's loy nichalei benafchei? Why do we have to say it's loy nichalei benafchei? Even if we nichalei benafchei, nichalei doesn't make it a chelik of the behema. By Shor and Niskal, the behema becomes a Shor and Niskal. The perish is not part of the behema. The perish is food that the behema happened to eat. It happens to be in the stomach of the behema. What's it nafke mean if it's nichalei benafchei or not? If you're going to say the pshat by Egle Avodah Zarah, the reason why the perish is asur because nichalei benafchei means the perish alein is a takruvis, So why do you have to explain that by Shor Niskali Lo Nichalei Benafchei? So Zok the Dvar Avram, you have to be matchik a little bit in the Lashon HaGemar. It doesn't mean Lo Nichalei Benafchei. It means it's not negating the Sor of Nichalei Benafchei. By Shor Niskali, you have a nice Sor. By Eglei Vedezor, I mean you have a nice Sor to Aser, that the parish itself is the Kruv, is also Nichalei Benafchei. By Shor Niskali, you don't have that svar of Nichalei Benafke. It doesn't mean loy Nichalei Benafke. It means you don't have the svar of Nichalei Benafke to make it also on its own. So he wants a tainitz of Achleikis Rishaynim. Because in Tzmur and Daf Lamed Amid Beis, the Rabbeinu Gershom says that the reason why by Shor Niskal and Nichalei Benafke, the reason why you don't care if it looks fat is because it's Eimid Lamas. By the Avodah Zarah, you want to bring it as a present to the Avodah Zarah. What do you care if it's fat? It's anyway dying. It's anyway killing the shor. So you see from the Rabbeinu Gershom that he was learning that Nichalei Benafke makes it a chelik of the behema. And that's why you have to explain why by Shor Niskal it doesn't become a chelik of the shor because of Nichalei Benafke. It tells us because you aren't Nichalei Benafke because it's chelik lomas. If you're going to say that the pshat and Nichalei Benafke is not that it's a chelik of behema, it's that prove it's on its own, so you don't have to explain why Shor Niskal Yilan Nichal Nafke was his Heilach Lomas. Stam is not negating the Svar of Nichalei Benafke. So since the Rebbeinu Gershom is Machirich to explain why you're not Nichalei Benafke by Shor Niskal, Vais is he owes a Nichalei Benafke makes it a Chalik of the Behema, makes it bottle to the Behema. But he says the Udva is not Mashim that way. The Udva says a Lashin. This is the words of the Udva. Nichalei Benafke Pirish V'dayti Lahadfis Osa V'lasis Takruvis Afmi Pirisha. His das is to make the pirish into a takruvis. Vais is clearly from the Ritva that he learns up the svara of Nichalei Benafke is that the pirish alone is the takruvis. And you have to be matka can say that by Shor Niskal, loy Nichalei Benafke means there is no svara of Nichalei Benafke. But Nichalei Benafke doesn't make it a chelik the behem, it makes it alone a takruvis. Now the Dvar of Rome is bothered. How could the pirish be a takruvis? The halacha is that a takruvis, in order to become aser, you need one of two tanaim. Either it has to be something which is brewed in the Beis HaMikdash, like an animal, and like wine, and like oil, and like flour. Those four things are brewed in the Beis HaMikdash. Those four things, if you give it as a tekruvis to Avodah Zarah, it becomes Avodah Zarah. Or if it's not, then you have to do an Avodah with that thing, ke'en an Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash, like a Shechita or a Zrika. Like you cut something, and that's like a shchito, or you throw it, the zrika mishteberis has to be a zrika which you, it goes into many pieces. That's the Gemara. The parish is clearly not something you bring in the Beis HaMikdash, and you never did an aveda with the parish. You didn't do aveda of shchito or zrika. So had the parish become takruvis on its own? So he says, you have to be matchik that. The Ritva doesn't mean that. The Ritva doesn't mean the parish becomes a takruvis. The Ritva has to mean the parish is a chelik of the behema. But I think you could say pshat and the Ritva is that the Ritva is you need both. The pshat is you have to say it's a chelik of the behema, like the Dvar Avraham is saying, because otherwise you can't make a takruvis of the parish alone. That wouldn't become asa ba'anah, because there's no, it's not something brought on the mizbech and there's no shchita or zrika. But li'idachisa, the Ritva makes a point that you have to say there's a takruvis of the parish, because even if it is a chelik of the behema, but if you don't want to be makruv that chelik of the behema, then it won't become asa, like we'll see soon in the Rambam. So Mele Faker, the Ritva is saying there's two svars. First of all, Nichalei Benafke makes it a chelik of the behema. And second of all, Nichalei Benafke makes it that you being makriv that chelik of the behema. That's what I would say pshat in the Ritva. The Dvar Avraham also clears in the second Teretz of the Gemara. What's it pshat in the second Teretz of the Gemara? You have Yibayisei Makra, because it says, Le'yib B'yachem U'ma, and there it says, Vayachalas Bisari, Bisari Asa Pirshe Mutter. Does the Ibayisei Makra need the Svara? When you're saying Ibayisei Makra, and the Isra of the parish is because the Ibayachim Uma, do you need the Svara of Nichalei Benafke or not? Azayi Kuller in the Gemara, he says, that maybe, that the Gemara is saying that Liyibayachim Uma Menacherim means that when a Behem is Asr, even if you're not Nichalei Benafke, even if there's no kavana to be makriv the parish. Abadas alein, when you're makriv a behema, and the behema becomes a kruvis of a desire, La'yiv Abiyachim Umet tells you that the parish is aser Stam, without being makriv of the parish. That's goof of the umma menachayim, hazab se shaykhis, is nitful to the behemah, becomes asr. That's why you can learn the Gemara. Ibayisei makram means a parish of Avodah Zarah. Ibayisei misvara means a parish of Avodah Zarah is asr because you talk of being makriv of the parish. Yenichalei benafchei. You're making it a chaylik of the behemah. You're making it a chaylik of the kruvis. Ibayisei makros of shat. No, even without that. It doesn't have to be a chaylik of the kruvis. Layimba b'yachem umma lein. As is the parish without it being a chaylik of the kruvis. As opposed to Shar Niska with the Layachos Besari, Besari Asa Pirshe Mutter. Now the Dvar Avram says that the Kesef Mishnah is not mashman this way. Because the Rambam says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel, Behema Shekriva Kula Avodah Zarah, Asura. Afilu Pirshe Vatzvasev Vekanev Vatofev Va'ayu Hakol Asa Banah. If you makriv an entire behema to Avodah Zarah, everything's Asa, even the perish and the bones and the horns and the hooves, and the leather, the hide, everything's asa ba'na. So the Kesef Mishnah tells us on the diak, why the Rambam say behema shekriva kula la'avodah zarah? Let him just say behema shekriva la'avodah zarah. Why say behema shekriva kula la'avodah zarah? So like the Kesef Mishnah, the advice that the Rambam holds, it's because you're being makriv of the entire behema. But let's say you're being makriv of the behema and you say, I only want to be makriv the behema chutz from the parish. So then, these things won't become aser. So what's pshat? If you're going to say le'yibba b'yadchem u'ma means that even if you're not being makar of the parish, it's aser. But the Kesef Mishnah is saying no. The Kesef Mishnah is being medayik in the Rambam. That dafka when you're makar of everything, it's aser. But if you're makar, if you're not makar of the parish is not aser. So as the Kesef Mishnah learning le'yibba b'yadchem u'ma min acherim. So the Dvar Avram says Nishkeverlich, because could be the Rambam paskins like the Ibayisei Mesura. The Rambam in the Kesef Mishnah paskins like the Ibayisei Mesura. If I care, the Ibayisei Mesura is saying that you need Nichalei Ben Afchei. So that means without Nichalei Ben Afchei, the parish wouldn't become Aser. Why would the parish become Aser? Because it's not part of the Tekruvah. So if you exclude the parish from being the Tekruvah, it won't be Aser. So by then you can learn that that's the pshat in the second lashon liyibah b'yachem u'ma means liyibah b'yachem u'ma is telling you that even if the parish is not part of the tekruvis, it's aser. But the Rambam passes like the Ibayi same as slur that the parish is only aser because it's part of the tekruvis. That would be a good pshat. Now first, I want to be ma'ir that the Mekeves HaMishnah and the Pri Chadash and others that are sameach, they say there is another girsa in the Rambam. The earlier girsa of the Rambam was, instead of behema shekriva kula la'avodah zarah asura, where then you have the diak of the Kesef Mishnah, it's only when you makriv kula that everything becomes asur. There's a girsa the other way. Behema shekriva la'avodah zarah kula asura. That if you bring the behema to avodah zarah, everything becomes asur. So, according to that, there's no diak. And fakert, you can learn kipshitas that you don't need the Nichalei Benafre, because you have the Pasal Yibach Mum Menachem, even without Nichalei Benafre, it's Aser. But Kumi Lefin Vareinu, you could say another Mahalach. Lefin Vareinu, I said we need two things. You need that it should be at the Kruvis and the parish alone. That's the Kesef Mishnah. Even if you're being Makar of the Behema, but if you want to exclude part of the Behema from the Akrava, whether it's the parish or the Ar or the Gidim or the Kanaim or the Tlafim, you want to be exclude this from the tekruvis so they don't become aser. But thus a lane that you're including in the tekruvis is also not enough. Because, like we said, it's not something which you makriv on its own on the mizbeach, because on the mizbeach is only if you makriv a behema, or yayin, or shemen, or seilas, and those things become have an issa tekruvis on its own, or otherwise you need a shchita or a zrika, which you're not having here. So you're going to have to say the parish is nichol on the behema. It's not enough that you're being makrivit. So in that, the Gemara says, there's two reasons why the parish is nichol on the behema. First of all, because it's nichalei benafchei. By Shara Niskol, loy nichalei benafchei, like Rabbi Negershim says, because it's ha'iluch lamos, mashengim by Avay Dezari, you are nichalei benafchei. So that makes it become a chelik of the behema. Ibayi same as far. Ibayisei Makra, Le'yidba B'yadchem U'ma says that anything that has shaykhis to the Tekruvis becomes a chaylik of the Tekruvis. So Vayibab Yachm Uma makes it a chelik of the behema. You don't have that pasuk. But I feel nachdem it's a chelik of the behema. You also need that you're being makrivit, because even something which is a chelik of the behema, that some is the kanayim, but to find the ar, whatever you're not being makriv, you're excluding from the behema. So the male, it's very good. There's two reasons why it's a chelik of the behema. Either nichalei benafke or liyibachav uma makes it a chelik of the behema. But besides that, you need that you should be makriv it, and that's why liyibachav uma needs also that you should be makriv the perish alein. That's how I understand the sugya. And now let's see more the sugya of gvinas avedes gechavim. Like the Gemara says, he changed the topic. He asked them why they asked gvinas avedes gechavim. First, he told them kevas nevela. And then he said, Kevis Nevela is Lachmutta like Kevis Ayla. Then he said, Kevis Avaydazar. Then he said, it should be Asabana. So he didn't tell him the reason. And the Gemara says, because any new Gzera, you don't say the reason, because maybe people will be Mezalzel. But what is the reason? And the Gemara gives Kama Amiram, give that time, what's the reason? So the first reason given for Gvina Sakam, the Gemara says, Amrav Shim and Pazi Amrav Shum, Levi Mishum Nikur, because of Giloy, because you're afraid that the snake might have drank from the milk. It's the milk is megula. It's of mashke megula. It's sakana of the eris of the snake. So my ass, if it's dry, then it should be mutter. If it's old, it should be mutter. So the Gemara says, Amrav Chanina lefisha ef shabloi tzachzuche chalav. There's certainly going to be tzachzuche chalav. There's going to be droplets of milk inside the cheese. So there's a machloikis Rashi and Taisus. What's this teretz ef shabloi tzachzuche chalav? Rashi says it's a new pshat in Gvina. In other words, we have one pshat of Gvina because of Nikur, because of the eris of the snake. And Rabbi Yirmiyah had kashis on it, that if it's dry, it should be mutter. If it's yashin, it should be mutter. And now we have a new teretz. The pshat is the reason why Gvina is aser, is because this chalav. In other words, be'etzem, you don't have to be chayshish that the Gvina was made from chalav tameh, because chalav tameh, the chalav of a treif animal, does not curdle, does not become cheese. The only thing that becomes cheese is the chal of the milk of a kosher animal. But if there was treifa milk mixed into the kosher milk, if there was milk from a treifa animal mixed into the milk from the kosher animal, and they made cheese from it, so that might work because the kosher milk would become cheese, and the non-kosher milk would be the tzachzuche chal of inside the cheese. So just like we have an iser of chalav, like we have in the Mishnah on Amud Beis, Chalav Akum. So the Gemara says that Issa would apply to cheese as well. So you'd say maybe not. Because if you buy cheese from a guy, the guy can't make cheese from any other milk besides the kosher milk. So the Issa is because you have to be afraid of treifa milk. But by cheese, it can't be from treifa milk. So Ezra B'chanin is saying no. Maybe there's some treifa milk mixed into the kosher milk, and any chanami, the treif and milk didn't become cheese, but this tzachzuche chalav that's mixed into the cheese, and that's aser. Das shtein Rashi. But Taisa says that can't be pshat, because he says, what's the chash? If the guy is going to make this cheese, this milk into cheese, why would he mix treif and milk into it? If the milk is for drinking, or for kutach, like the Gemara says, so there we have a chash, that the guy mixed treif milk into the kosher milk. He mixed milk from treif animals, from pigs, from horses, donkeys, into the milk from the cows, the goats, the sheep. So you have such a chash. Meshengen, if he's planning on making cheese from it, and cheese can only be made from the milk from the kosher animals, he says, Micha shirev chom shaitav, shirev chal of tom evdi, deshudei shayna oimid. How could that be? So Rabbi Natan says the pshat in the Gemara is we're going with the same teretz of Nikur. We're going with the same teretz of the Giloy. No, Rabbi Yirmiyah had a kasha that if it's old or if it's dried out, it should be mutter. And that the teretz is, there could be some saktsuche chalav, there could be some of the eris mixed in inside where the milk didn't harden. That could be, has the poison of the snake in that milk that didn't harden, that didn't become old, and that's where it's also will still have the poison in it. But it's not two terutzim. It's the same teretz. It doesn't say teiz medayik. It doesn't say elam reb chanina or teiz was garish reb Yirmiyah. It doesn't say elam reb Yirmiyah. It says am reb chanina. He's answering reb Yirmiyah's question. He's answering reb Yirmiyah's question that you want to know how, why, if the issur is atzgiloi, so how come the yashan and yavesh? It's also the teretz is because there's some of the milk that didn't become yashin and yavish, which is mixed in, and that poison is aser. So the shaila is, what's pshat in Rashi? Rashi and Tosis, that Rashi says that if a guy makes cheese, you don't have a problem. You'd have a chash that maybe mixed in cholav tameh, and it's tasuche cholav in the cheese. And Tosis says it doesn't make sense. What's pshat in Rashi? Why would the guy mix in cholav tameh? You have the Gemara in Amud Beis. The Gemara there has two lashonos. If you buy milk from a guy, that the guy milked it, and there's a chash of teruvus davatame, the first lashon of the Gemara is that einachinami. If you make cheese out of it, it's mutter, because you could see that it's all chalav tara, because chalav tame doesn't become cheese. And the second lashon of the Gemara is that, no, maybe he mixed in chalav tame, and you're making it into cheese, but there still be some chalav tame, which is kaimi beniatfi. But Tisus is bothered, that's only when he milked it for milk. So male, he mixed in chalav tameh because he wanted it for milk. So he wanted to increase the volume of the chalav tameh. Now, Shengen, you want to make it into cheese, so maybe there'll still be chalav tameh left in. But if the guy made cheese, so why would he put in chalav tameh? It doesn't become cheese. So there's a famous Chsam Sefer that says a pshat in this Rashi. The Chsam Sefer is in Yeridei Yitshuvuk of Zayin. And the Chsam Sefer is going, there's a heter from the Pri Chadash in Siman Kuf Tezvav, and it's also from the Radvaz, the Pri Chadash brings the Radvaz, that we have in the Mishnah, Chalav, Shechalva Evicham V'ein Yisroa Eyu, if you have milk, which a guy milked that was unsupervised, there was no Yisroa watching it, so male is an Isser, because maybe he mixed in a Chalav Tame, but what if there was no Behemoth Tmeyus around? It's impossible he mixed in from Behemoth Tmeyus, no Behemoth Tmeyus around, there's no Chash. So the Pri Chadash and the Radvaz holds its mutter. The issa was, you have to be chayshish that maybe mixed in a davat tameh, mixed in chalav tameh. But when there's no shash, it's mutter. But the Chsam Sefer says that the Shariduri says the following words, chalav shechalav goy ve'en yisro eyu, afilu ein behemet tmeh b'dir asura. Even if there's no behemet tmeh in the deer, it's asur, the lepe churve minei, u'paritz gedi yishchen u'nachash, kem pasuk Rashi's out. This is what Rashi paskins. And not clear. Where's this Rashi? Maybe it's a Rashi in Chuvah. It's not clear. So the Chsam Sefer means our Rashi. And the Chsam Sefer is masmen that Rashi holds that even if there is no shash at the Schol of Tameh, but the Gzeru was that any time the guy milked it and it's not supervised, it's Ein Yisroa or Eyu, that's Nichol in the Yisru, even if there is no shash. So Mele Taisus asks the Kasha, why should it be Asur? Is the guy a shaita to mix in chalav tameh? Rashi would say, you're right. There's no kshash. He definitely didn't mix in a chalav tameh. But once Chazal asserted, chalav shechalav ha'igai v'ein Yisrael re'yu, even though the reason why Chazal asserted it was because there were chayshish and maybe the guy will mix in chalav tameh. But Chazal l'maisa asserted it, and l'maisa kumtais, there's an isser be'etzim of chalav shechalav ha'igai v'ein Yisrael re'yu. Even when there's no chash, the chash was the time of the isser. But what was the isser? The isser was ein yisro re'eyu. Even when there's no chash, and he says, "Kol ayin roya yavin shezed das Rashi b'mesek l'shayna." You look in the Rashi, you'll see it clear. And he says also another thing that what's the pshat in the Amiram that argue on Rabbi Chanina? The Amiram say other pshat the moi gvinas akim is also. Why didn't they hold the Rabbi Chanina's pshat of the chol of bein atfi? So he says like this. According to everyone, when they asked the chalav, they asked just chalav. If you make it into cheese, it's no longer chalav. That's why, even though the chalav is aser, it's not the pshat that they asked chalav because of a chash of ir of davat tameh, and when they make cheese, so that's a rai, it wasn't ir of davat tameh. That's not the vart. They asked chalav because of a chash taruvis tameh, but they asked only chalav. They didn't ask gvina. You make it into gvina, it's not aser anymore. Fashtetzach. The reason why they didn't ask the Gvina is because you can't make Chalav Tameh into Gvina. But and they ask the Chalav Lamaisa even if we know for sure there's no Davat Tameh. And Gvina is not Mutta just because we know for sure there's no Davat Tameh. Gvina is Mutta because it's not Chalav. It's changed. Now, what about the Chalav Bein Atfi? That didn't change. There is still some Chalav mixed into the Gvina. So does that in the original Gzeira, in the initial Gzeira, they didn't ask that Chalav. Because the etzim chalav changed into gvina, even though stam chalav stayed be'en, they didn't ask for that chalav. That chalav also is considered like gvina. So those are the two lashonos in the Gemara Amud Beis. One teretz is that when you buy chalav and you make it into gvina, it becomes mutter. Even though you have a chashash, you might have put it in the chalav tamei. Doesn't matter. You make it into gvina, it's mutter. Because gvina, they weren't geyser on, and they weren't geyser on the chalav b'ni atfir. It's not called chalav. B'negeir egzeira. And the other teretz is, no, the chalav b'ni atfir is called chalav. So even if you can make it into gvina, but there's still going to be some chalav left. That's the machlekes of Chanina and the other Amiron. It's chalav ben arfi nichol nixayir of chalav. But the chalav alain, everyone's masking, even when there's no shash of teruvis, the chalav is asa because stam, they asked chalav, any unsupervised milk, chalav shechalav akav ein yisroor eyu, even if there's no shash. So Meir Lechem Sefer says like this. He says, the Bichanish says that the minig in Amsterdam was that they did drink the regular Gaisha milk because there was no tray for animals for them to milk around. But he says, L'maisa Rashi holds its usher, and the Sharidur brings it down, he holds it, Ramah holds that way. So we, B'nai Ashkenaz, that was a Svardin. Bichanish in Amsterdam, the Portuguese, that was a Svardin, but the Ashkenazim hold its usher. So he says, Iman of Shach. If the Pshat is that the halach is not like the Radvaz, that's what we pass, and so good. So then it's a machlekes himsak. If chalav akam needs a chshash of a davatami like Tesis, well, no, we hold like Rashi, that even out of chshash is an issa b'adzim. And in case you want to say that we paskin, the halach is like Tesis, like the Prichadish, like the Radvaz, that without a chshash davatami, it's mutter, and we still are machme, even though there's no chshash davatami, so come this fakert. That makes it a worse issa. That makes it like a nether. That we go there a minik which has a din of a neder, that would make it like an issa deraisa. Al kabbana, that's like some safe vishita, that even when there's no shash, it's still aser. But the chazinish in Yeridei Simin Mem Aleph, Sivkat and Dalad, he says he doesn't understand. Rashi's mafurish not that way. He's trying to read the Rashi. It doesn't say like some safer. It says not like the same safer. The Rashi says, is a shash of duma irve chol of tomei. And he says, V'yesh lacha shebegumas nishim imenu. Rashi's bothered that in the gumas, in the cheese, there is chalav tamei. Rashi never says that once they asked the chalav, memela, even though there's no davar tamei, it's also asked the rabbanon of chalav akum. Rashi says the other way. Rashi says they asked the chalav because of a kshash of davar tamei, and memela, I'm afraid that in the gumas is a davar tamei. And the chazish holds, everyone holds that way. The issue is when there's a kshash, even the sharidura, he just means if there's no behemoth tmei in the deer, like he says. If there's nothing in this farm, there's no behemoth tmei. So maybe the guy got it from a different farm. But if it's not in the city altogether, the Sharidur never said such a thing. There's also an Igris Meisha in Yeridei Chelek Aleph Sim Mem Tes. He also has the same or as the Chazanish on the Chsam Sefer. The Rashi is saying that it's Atzak Shash of Yivdav Tamei. So what do you do, factor of Meisha? So what do we do with Taisis Kasha? Why would the guy be Ma'ariv Adavatam if he's planning on making it for cheese? So Meisha says simple. Rashi Shita is that just because he made cheese in the end doesn't mean Mitchili was planning on cheese. Maybe Mitchili was planning on milk, and that's his Ma'ariv Adavatam, and afterwards he changed his mind to make cheese. That's the Machlokes Rashi and Taisis. Taisis also, we're not Chayshish, the guy changed his mind. If the guy made cheese with it, we're going to assume that he originally wanted it to make it for cheese, and if we have no chash, he's ma'ariv adav tamei. And Rashi holds that no, even though we made cheese, but maybe originally he didn't want to make cheese. He says that's what's the shaila with butter. There's a machlokes if butter has a din of chalav akum or not, because you can only make butter from kosher animals, and the ashitas that old butter has a problem with the sasuche chalav. Same time, he says, those who shayin him old yichayshish, originally he wasn't planning on making butter, he was dimlach to make butter. And Rav Meir shows a tiny is he can't learn that the machlokes Rav Chanina and the other Amiram is if tzatzuche chalav have a din chalav or not. Because the bias aim of the Gemara later that says that the chalav shechalav akum is a problem with making gvina out of it because of the problem with tzatzuche chalav. Memel, it's also the original gzeir of chalav akum. You don't need a new gzeir of gvinas akum for that. And Rav Chanina is saying Klari is making a new is of gvinas akum. So al karchak, that's the chilek, because the Gemara earlier, the yid made it into cheese. So on the guide is a regular kshash. So that's why it's asar al-tzchala vakum. Mashenk, and here the guy made it into cheese. And that's why you need to come on to this newest of gvinas akum. But Rav Meisha wants to know, so what is the machlekes then, Reb Chanina, and the other Amira. So Rashi says like this. First of all, in Rab Chanina, the site is like this. What are the two Gzeiris? When they first made the Isra of Chal of Akum, they only assered when you bought the milk. When you bought the cheese, they didn't asser. Why? Because they held like Tysus at first. That if you buy cheese, you don't have to be chayshish that he originally was planning on making it for milk, and then he changed his mind for cheese. When you buy cheese, you could assume that he originally made it for cheese, and then there's no chashus ma'ariv davatame. That's why it's not nichol on the isser of Chal of Akum. Now, Rav Chanina held that they made a new Gzeir Gvinas Akum. What was the new Gzeir Gvinas Akum? That now you have to be chayshish, even if you're buying cheese, that he originally made it for milk and changed his mind to cheese. He said, Eksam Sefer, it's a little dachuk. Because Eksam Sefer, like we said, the original Eksam Sefer holds even without a chashish asr, even from the original Gzeir. So why was it mutter originally? Because the Saksuche Chalav doesn't have a din Chalav. So why did they asr it now? Because now they said the Saksuche Chalav does have a din Chalav. Mekar Makasav, a safe Makasav. It's a little bit unclear. But according to them, it's a little better. Originally, they weren't chayshish so much. They were chayshish, he was ma'arev adover tamei if he's selling you milk. But if he's selling you cheese, so mastami, you milked it for cheese. So why would he be ma'arev adover tamei? They were chayshish. And then they made a new isav minas akum to be chayshish more, that even if he's selling you cheese, but maybe he originally made it for milk and then afterwards he made a cheese. So we understand the two gzeiris. And what's the pshad in the Amiram that argued Rav Chanina? So Rav Meish held it was a deichik to say that they held that there's no chash, that if he's selling you cheese, there's no chash that he originally milked it for milk and then he made cheese. He didn't want to say, Rav Meish held it was a deichik to make that a machlokes Amiram. Rav Chanina holds it as a chash that he originally made it for milk and then he made cheese. And the other Meram hold there's no such chash. Now, all that other Meram would hold that there could be such a chash. So why don't they hold the Reb Chanina's time? So Reb Meisha says, the pshat's like this, because the Isra of Chal of Akum only starts once the Yid gets the Chal of. When the Yid gets the Chal of, that's when there's an Isra. Kol Zman it's beyond the Goy, there's no Isra of Chal of Akum. So the Machlokes Reb Chanina and the other Amiram are that when it became cheese beyond the Goy, and all you have is a Saksuche Chal of, so Rav Chanina holds the Saksuche Cholav also has a din Cholav, and Mechal the Isra of Cholav Akum on the Saksuche Cholav. Mashenk and the other Meram hold that when the Yid makes it into cheese, so then there's a din Cholav Akum even on the Saksuche, because it already was Nesar beyond the Yid. Mashenk and when the Goy made it into cheese, and it was already Saksuche Cholav beyond the Goy, so then, since the Isra of Cholav Akum starts when the Yid buys it, then it doesn't become Saksuche Chalav when it comes to Biyadiyya. That's Rav Meisha Shtikl Teir. But Al-Kapanim Ben Igei, the Sugya, Taisus has a kasha on Rashi, that why is Rashi afraid that maybe the Saksuche Chalav Tamei in the cheese, why would the guy put in Chalav Tamei if he's going to make cheese out of it? It doesn't make any sense. That's why Taisus learns Pshat in the Gemara that the Saksuche Chalav means because of Nikur, because of the poison of the snake. That's the Saksuche Chalav. It's not another tam of Chalav Tamei. Saksuche Chalav is a pshat. We're going with the poisonous snake. Now we have a kasha. That what about if it's old? Or what about if it's dried out? The Torah says it's still Saksuche Chalav, but you can have the eris of the snake in there. And pshat in Rashi, Sam Shaifa learns that Rashi holds even without any kshash, it says asr. That's the din of Chalav, Shechalav, Egoi, Ve'en, Yisro, Ve'eyu, that unsupervised milk, even with no kshash of Tamei, it's asr. And that's how he argues on the Brichadish and the Radvaz that Asa when there's no behemoth tmei beir, because even when there's no shash of a dove atomic, some sefer holds that it's asr. But the Chazanish and Ramesh hold that Rashi smash, but there is a shash. So if Ramesh says the pshat, that Rashi holds that the chayshish that the guy originally milked it for milk and then he made cheese. In other words, in the original Isra of Chal of Akum, then they weren't chayshish that vite, only if he made it for milk, but if he makes cheese, then you say that he originally made it for cheese, and not chayshish that he put in davatami, because he wouldn't put davatami if he's planning on cheese. And this, if Venus Akam is a suffer, that even if he's selling you cheese, you have to be chayshish originally did it for milk, and then he made cheese, and then there's a chashish ma'ariv davatami. That's how Rav Meisha learns pshat. And now let's go vayta. The Gemara says another reason why Venus Akam is also Shmuel Amnei Shamidim Aisa Ba'oyu Kevas Nevela. Now, there's a difference between keva and the ur keva. The keva means the milk, which is inside the stomach of a calf, which it nursed from the cow. And that milk has in it the chemicals, the stomach acids, that milk has a kayach to make the milk into cheese. And that would be mutter. Like the Mishnah says, that the Ari Kevas Oila is mutter, or maybe it's Asim Derabanan. But the problem is, what if they didn't use the milk that's inside the stomach, they used the actual stomach wall, the Ari Kevas Nevela? That's Asir. That's an Issa Nevela, and Memela, you're being mimed the milk with the Arkevis Nevela, so the Arkeva, which is Nevela, has an Issa Nevela, it's part of the animal, and that's being mimed the milk, that will give the milk an Issa Nevela. So Taiz asks Akasha, why does it say Arkevis Nevela? Even if it was a Shchuta, but there's a problem of Basa B'chalav, that's meat, and you put it into milk, and you got Basa B'chalav. So why did it say Nevela? So Taiz answers, it says nevela because that will make an issa deraisa. Nevela is asa midiraisa. Mashengen basa b'cholav is only asa midiraisa when you cook it together. In this case, you're not cooking it together. You're putting the arkevis nevela into the cholav. It's seinen b'tseinen. It's both cold and memela. The only issa will be issa derabanan. That's Taisa's text. But the Rishenim, the Rania, and the Rishenim in Chulin Daf Kuftev Zayin, they bring the Rim Begash that says that no, that there's a big chilik between Arkevis Nevela and Arkevis Shkuta. Because they're talking about that there is 60 times more milk than the art. So normally, Surma Batal B'Shishim. So how come you don't say that the Arkevis Nevela is Batal B'Shishim? So the Rim Begash says that you cite, since it's a Davar HaMaimid, Batal b'shishim is tam when you mix in an ingredient, and the ingredient has 60 times more than the ingredient, so it's batal, because you can't taste it if it's 60 times more. Unless it's avidu l'tama, it has a special flavor, a very strong flavor that you can taste it, but otherwise it's batal b'shishim. Mashegen, when it's doing something, when it's doing eifepis, it's being maimenit, so even if you can taste it, but that can't become batal, because it's having an effect on the entire milk, and the male, it's not batal. So Mela, by the Arkevis Nevela, it's going to ask the cheese, even if it's more than Shishim. But that's Dafka by Arkevis Nevela. By Arkevis Shchuta, even though it's Maimon and it's not Batal, but there's a din by Basa B'Cholav, Derech Bishul Asher Torah, that they only ask it when it gives Tam, has to be nice and Tam. Any time that the Basa is not giving Tam into the Cholav, there's an Isser. It's not Asher, it's not Basa B'Cholav. So even if the basar is not batal, and you have basar in your challah, but there's no isser of basar b'challah because there's no tam. So kum des halacha l'mais, it's different. If let's say someone was maimed, someone made cheese and used the arkeva to make the cheese, if it was an arkevis nevela, even though you have 60 times the milk that he made cheese out of more than the arkeva that he used, it's asr because the nevela is maimed it. The male it's asr, it has an isser nevela. Mashengen, if you use an arkeva shkut, it will be mutter. Because even though it's maimed, it's not batal, but still doesn't give tam, and it's not basal b'cholah without tam. That's the Rishenim Steretz. It's brought la'alacha at the end of Simon Pei Zayin in Yeridea. Now, what's pshan in Taisus? So Taisus could be holds, the Beis Yosef brings Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam held that there's no such thing as maimed. Maimed is also batal. Because it didn't bittul b'shishim even when it's maimed. So Taisus could be held, the Miman of Shech. If the Arkeva has Shishim Kenegeta, even a Veil is Mutter. Elamai doesn't have Shishim Kenegeta, even Shkut is Asr. And that's why Taisa says the difference is because the Veil is their ice and Shkut is their Abana. But maybe Taisa says, oh, does he say that Maimon is not Batal? And the Ran also brings the Raivid. The Raivid holds, he also doesn't go with the Yusayd of Maimon, but he holds you don't need Shishim because he says any time you buy something from a guy, and it might have a treif ingredient, even if it's batal b'shishim, it's asr. That's the Chazal's gzeri by Goyim. By a yid, if it's batal b'shishim, it's mutter. By a guy, even bittul b'shishim doesn't work. Mechudesh tikir, I do not pass in that way. But could be taisus held that way, that even by batal b'shishim will be asr, both by nevela and by shkuta. But the Rishayim say this chilek, that by nevela, it's asr, you don't say bittul b'shishim because the davar and maim is not batal. And by shkuta, by basa b'chalav, since they're both mutter, and you need nesinus tam to make the issa basa b'cholav. For that nesinus tam is b'cholam basa b'cholav. There's an interesting tshuva shebi kiveger. It's in the Shal's tshuva simon reish zayin. What happened was is that he found out that the way they made cheese was they used to use an arkeva shkuta to make the cheese. That's how they did it. That's how the Yiddish cheese makers made the cheese. So he says, okay, so you want to say it's mutter because Lamaisa doesn't give time, it's more than shishim, so it's mutter. But the problem is, what happened to the din of aim of al nisul chatchila? That's only been the evid. You wouldn't ask it a cheese if it has an arkev shchuda, because derech bishlash teira, it doesn't give time. But Lamaisa, there should be a problem of aim of al nisul chatchila. And Levila Tshuva is Rivash and Simon Tov Tzad and Ches, that if someone's Mavatal Isla Chatchila and he does it for the purpose of selling it, that would answer it even b'dieved, just like if someone's Mavatal Isla Chatchila for himself, he can not eat it even b'dieved, so who would then, if he does it for somebody else to sell it, that answers it even b'dieved for the Kaina? And even if you sell it to Marashal, that it doesn't answer b'dieved for the Kaina, but we should tell the Yiddish cheesemakers not to do it. It's a Mavatal Isla Chatchila. So he wanted to say, because he said he found that that's the way everyone does it, and it was done for many, many years, and obviously the G'daylim were Mekel. So he wants to say a very big Chiddush, that Eim Aval Nisl Chachila is when you have to come on to Isbittel, when you have something which is Aser, and you want to be Matar Al-Zbittel, is in a Eim Aval Nisl Chachila. Mashengim Basar B'Cholav, when you take Basar, and it's Shishim times the Cholav, it's B'Cholam Adiyas Basar B'Cholav. It never became Aser. There is no Iser here. So in that, you don't say Mavala Nisla Chatchila. So you allow the Chatchila to mix in a small amount of milk into more than Shishima meat, or a small amount of meat into more than Shishima milk. That's not a Mavala Nisla Chatchila, because it never is an Iser. So maybe that's the Heter. That's why he's mitzad in a very Kishmaka Svara. Lamaisa, he ends up not like the Svara. He brings the Taras Chattas that the Shach brings out in some Tzadik test that it's Aser. And the Shach, he says that the Paiskim don't hold this way. They hold that even to mix a little bit of milk into meat, or a little bit of meat into milk, l'chatchila, even when it's more than Shishim, is also l'chatchila. And then he says another interesting thing. He says it wouldn't help you for this. Because let's say if you're using Arkevis Nevela, and you have more than Shishim of milk, he says, Eina chinami, the milk never became Aser. But the meat, the Arkevis Nevela used the meat that has milk in it. So that meat is Basar B'Cholav. And now this meat, which is basa b'cholav now, because it has milk in it, is now giving tamen to the rest of the milk. So you are being mevatel isla chatchila. If vishlam, if you mix the drop of milk into the meat, then it was all nispashed into the meat, so maybe that's not called bitul chatchila. But here, this meat, the arkevus nevel, is ben. And when you put it together with the milk, so first the milk goes into the arkevus nevel, and the arkevus nevel becomes basa b'cholav. And then that basa b'cholav that the arkevus nevela is now giving tam into the milk. Enechanami it's batul b'shishim, but that should be a problem v'mevala nisla chachila. That's tain it there. So he says another heter. He says because the arkevus nevela they use is very dry, it doesn't have it in meat. But lemaisa it was mitzad in the tchila to say this big yisaid, and just like the Rimagash says that there's no problem in maimid when the basa goes into the cholav. If it's more than shishim, because even though it's not batal, the mice is not giving tam, and there's never an issa bas chol without tam, that should be a din that you're allowed to be mevatal lechatchila, because there's never an issa in the first place. But b'seif, he doesn't pass in that way. Now, the Rishonim discussed the din of gvina sakal lemaskana, right? The Gemara says a lot of tamim. The Gemara says the tam of nikur, and according to Rashi, the Gemara is saying a new tam because of the chol of tamid that might be mixed in, and then the Gemara says the tam of shmuel that yemaimid ba'ar kevas nevela. And then the Gemara says, because you're machlik and isa b'shum and chazir, and you're mamid and isa b'chaymitz, and isa b'shrafa arla, a lot of different time and why the gvina sakam are asr. And Taisus brings it, there's a tzad to say, b'nshu rabbeinu tam, that we don't really have any of these timeim left. Because giloi we don't say, because we say the nechashim aren't mitzuyim. The nechashim aren't mitzuyim. And then there's no isra of giloi. Just like you find, we don't ask the wine that's Megillah, water that's Megillah, so we're not going to ask the cheese that's Gila, because Nechashim are Metzuyim, and you don't say Davar Nesu B'Minyan, Taisa says, because the Issa was to be, watch out for Nechashim, where it's Sheikh Nechashim, if it's not Sheikh Nechashim, that wasn't the Issa. And Taisa says, he didn't hold of the Tam of Sechsuche Cholah, because of the milk, because he held that a guy wouldn't mix in milk. Not like Rashi. And the Tam, Yimamid Naisa B'Ar Kevis Nevela, and the Tam of Machlik Naisa B'Shum and Chazir, and the tam of minu aisa b'chaymitz and mishraf erla, well, that's if they do that. But let's say you know that that's not how they make cheese these days, so you wouldn't ask her else that. So he says that there are places where they eat gvinas akim because amidu aisa b'prachim, he says, and the gainin arbeina, They will matter it because they don't use it. They use prachim. They use plant-based curdling agents, and therefore it's not a problem with kvinas akum. That's what Tosfos says. But Kamri Shainim don't hold that way. Kamri Shainim hold that gvina is a davar anesa b'minyan. And the Rabban says very interesting. The Rabban says, even according to Abishua Malevi that says it's mishum nikur, it's a davar anesa b'minyan. Because he says, and we had mentioned this earlier, that all the rest of the Megulim, the Dasna Ramban, there was never an issa. Chazal never sat down and asked it. It wasn't a takana. It wasn't a gzeris chazal to ask a giloy. All Chazal told you was that there is a sakana. The sakana exists. It's asa midaraisa. It's also because you're not allowed to put yourself in a sakana. Chazal just a megala to you what the sakana is. Mashenkin here, it's clear that there was a minion. The Gemara says it clearly. The Gemara says, The Gemara says clearly that they weren't megala at the time because they were geyseret. So it's a davar nes of a minion. A davar nes of a minion, even though the tam was not skilly, but it's batal at tam, it's not batal at the kan, it's a minion achalatirai. And al derech zeh, the Rishayim say, the Rambam says it from the Ga'inim, the Mechalos Asuris Perikim Alacha Yudalin, that the Ga'inim say, even in places where they were, the Maimon Abbas saw them, but still, it's a davar nes of a minion. And the Rash Bus and Torah Sabai says, even if you know for sure that they don't use Basa Chazir, they don't use anything, they use Prachim, it's a davar anesa b'minyan. Davar anesa b'minyan, when it's batal tam, it's loy batal takana. And that's the psak halach and shulchan aruch, that gvina, even when there's no kshash b'chlal, that they were maimin it with or kevis nevela, or they were machlik and panev b'shum and chazir, or they of nikur, whatever it is, it's still going to be also as a davar anesa b'minyan. Now the Ramah says, he brings down this minig, and he says, unless there's a klorim minig to yumat the gvina sakum, you're not allowed to, ain't lefritz geder, you have to ask the gvina sakum, but he Ramah says, a kula, if there's a Yisrael that's supervising it, and he's watching both the milking and the making of the cheese, even though the gvina belongs to a guy, it's a Gaisha cheese company, but you have kasher supervision, you have Jewish supervision, it's mutter. Just like halavakum is mutter. It says chalav shachal v'akum v'en yisrael eyu. If you have it supervised, it's mutter. Then it's called chalav yisrael. But that's a big machlekes apeskim. The shach and the prichadish and the gayin, they hold it's asa. They hold that by chalav, there was a din. Chalav shachal v'akum v'en yisrael eyu. That was a din. The chalav akum was only if it's not supervised. If it's supervised, then it's chalav yisrael. Mashenk and gvina, they said gvina's akum. They didn't say gvina shegibein akum vein yisroi eyu. They said gvina's akum. So if goyim make the cheese, it's also just like you find this in Issa gvina's akum, even when there's no shash b'chlal, that all these shashes, who's maimin the bar kevis nevela, or machlik panim b'chazir, who would then when it's supervised, you have the same Issa gvina's akum. Now there's only two ways to be mekel. One is if a yid himself goes and makes the cheese, the yid is actually the worker that makes the cheese, then it's not called gvina sakum. Or if the yid owns the cheese. If the yid owns the cheese, so even if a guy makes the cheese, but if the yid owns the cheese, it's not called gvina sakum. But if a guy owns the cheese and a guy makes the cheese and the yid is just supervising that the shach holds, it's called gvina sakum. It's a big machlokes achreinim, because even though the shach and the prichadish and the guyin, they all argue on the Ramah, but kama achreinim, the minchas yagad, feres lemesha, the Pritaya, the Knesset Dale, the Graz, Kama Achreinim, all hold like the Ramah. They hold supervising is good enough. They bring the Ram and Pirish Mishnayis is matter that way. And they debut the Baskins that way. The Aruch HaShulchan says, the Chachil Ishi Machma, like the Achreinim that say that even Yisrael supervising is not enough and Yisrael should actually make the cheese or own the cheese factory. But the Evid, you could be making all your day to supervision of the Yisrael. That's the maskana, the sugya of gvina sakum. And Beis Hashem, in the next shiur, I'm going to start off with the inyan of pasakum. That's on the end of Laman Hayim and Beis. I'm going to go through the sugya of pasakum, Beis Hashem.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.